justice, and peace. His promise was fulfilled in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Let us now together reflect with joy upon his
thank you. But truly a sprout shall from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge in accord with justice, and decide fairly for the land of the living. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and he with the breath of his lips shall slay the wicked. Just shall be the man around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his loins. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the land, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat. A calf and a young lion shall browse together, with a little child to guide them. The cow and the mare shall gaze together, their young shall lie down. The lion shall eat hay with the ox. The baby shall play by the piper's den, and the child shall live at the hands of the other's den. They shall not harm or destroy on all wild mountain, for the earth shall be filled with knowledge and of reward, as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse set up a signal for peoples. Him the nations will seek out, his dwelling shall be glorious. Here ends the lesson.
Master, you have smashed, as on the day of Midian. For every
the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her, who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Here ends the lesson.
Thank you. Here is my beloved. do him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem, Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the magistrates and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its right wing preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did them homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Here ends the lesson.
Thank you.
who are the giver of all good gifts, may we always remember to share our gifts with others for the glory of your name. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
our word with power, that we may proclaim your good news and draw all people to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We're grateful thanks tonight for the cathedral singers and the cathedral choir for helping us to pray so well. Let's thank them for their efforts. Thank you.